Writer George Plimpton has died. He was best known for his book Paper Lion, an account of playing quarterback with the Detroit Lions. Plimpton also wrote about playing with the New York Philharmonic, fighting bulls in Spain, pitching to Willie Mays, and performing as a circus trapeze artist. Just Monday, he was interviewed on NPR about the 40th anniversary of Paper Lion. I spoke with him in 1987 about a fictional professional baseball player he created that fooled quite a few people.
The Sports Illustrated got some 3,500 letters about Sid Finch, some of them complaining. There was one man who canceled his subscription to not only Sports Illustrated, but to Time, Life, Money, Discovery, all the Time Life publications just swept them off the table.
George Plimpton showed up in movies, on TV, in The Simpsons. He worked tirelessly to promote other writers. Commentator Frank DeFord knew and admired Plimpton as a real-life Walter Mitty.
And he pulled it off. And it's amazing. The first thing he did was he somehow got the New York Giants to let him pitch against Willie Mays in some kind of exhibition. And that worked so well that, I don't know quite the order, but I think the next thing he did was the most famous thing of all, when he played quarterback for the Lions. But I also know that he played in an exhibition game with the Boston Celtics for a few minutes. He fought Archie Moore and got quite bloodied. I mean, Archie Moore did not think it was funny. There aren't many things that George didn't do. And the wonderful thing about him, Bob, was that he spoke in this sort of patrician accent that I think went out in the 1920s. and he was a real tall guy and kind of looked down his nose. But that was exactly opposite to the kind of person that he was. That was so misleading. And all these athletes just absolutely adored him.
He did a circus trapeze act, too. That was another beauty.
That's another one. And about 15 or 20 years ago, Sports Illustrated realized, the editor there, Mark Mulvoy, realized that this particular year, the issue was going to be dated April 1st. And he thought, what we need is an April Fool story. And he went to Plimpton. And Plimpton came up with this idea of this guy called Sid Finch, who came from Nepal or someplace and could throw a baseball 200 miles an hour. And he wrote this long, embroidered story for Sports Illustrated, and people believed it, that Sid Finch was this new rookie with the New York Mets, and people fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. And he subsequently turned it into a book, the Saga of Sid Finch. George had a wonderfully creative mind.
Yes, he wrote a lot of different kinds of books, and he was very responsible for quite a few other people's books.
It really was a double life, because on the one hand, here he was running the Paris Review, this Fancy Dan, you know, literary magazine, and then he would kind of by night, like Superman or Shazam, he would turn into this Walter Mitty character playing sports and doing the things that all of us in our dreams would love to do.
He did cameos everywhere. He was in Reds. He was in Good Will Hunting.
And he popped up, I know, in all kinds of other films.
The Simpsons.
And he just essentially, right away you would know, that's George Plimpton. And he really did become the closest thing we've ever known to a real-life Walter Mitty, I think. And he and yet managed to remain well-grounded in the real world at the same time, and that was really the tribute to him. I just never met anybody who didn't like George Plimpton.
Commentator Frank DeFord on writer George Plimpton, who died last night in New York. He was 76 years old.